Hello, my name's Mike Hingley, and you may recognise me from previous HPR episodes, such as HPR episode 797, How I Got Into Linux by Mike Hingley. Now, today's episode is about a topic I gave a talk about at OCCamp back in October, and I wanted to revisit this topic with the HPR listener community. And that topic is content packaging for your Linux distro. So when I explained my idea of content packaging at OCCamp, I wasn't entirely sure it was as well understood as it could have been. I think that was a failing on my part, and I'd like to try again to explain the idea behind content packaging. So all the points I'm going to raise now are related to Ubuntu, but the principles apply equally to almost any other distro. So what is content packaging? So content packaging is the process by which content, and by content I'm thinking about things like video, music, ebooks and artwork, are packaged, allowing that content to be installed using the distro's mechanism for installing software. This sort of raises content to the same level as applications. So the question is, why bother packaging your content for your distro? And it's a good question, because you could just pop your content onto a web server or pop it onto BitTorrent or something. But I think it gives us a number of advantages. So for the producer, packaging your content for your distro provides a safety net for your content. So if your site falls off the net, or you stop paying your bills, or for whatever reason your website falls over, that's okay, because the content still exists in the distro. It also provides a packaging platform to push your content forward. Mark Shuttleworth has said that he wants to get 200 million users on Ubuntu in the next 4 years, maybe 3 years now. All your content would be automatically available to those users. You can update your content, and you can push updates out through the standard update process. So if you've written a book and you think it's great, but you get some bug reports from people saying, yeah, you've got a few spelling mistakes or a few grammatical errors, that's okay, because you can push the updates out to everybody who's downloaded the package and just increment the version, just increase it, push a new version of the book out. Everyone gets the fixes, everyone's happy. It's a potential revenue stream for producers as well. The software center now allows you to sell content, sell games, and that same sale mechanism could be used to provide a revenue stream for people who currently produce content. You can use it to distribute your content in a continuous manner through the update system we talked about earlier. This is ideal for serials. So if you're recording an audiobook chapter by chapter, ideal, you can push each chapter out as an update. For the consumer, content is easy to consume. It's the same mechanism we use to install applications, but we just use it to install content. Content also becomes discoverable. Because all of the packages are indexed, you may well find content that you didn't know existed by searching for things. So the example I've got for that is, I packaged up all the podcast episodes for Linux Reality. So if you go to linuxreality.com, there's a placeholder site saying that all the audio recordings for it are available on archive.org, which is great, except none of the tags or none of the index information goes with that recordings. All we get is 100 MP3 files. What I did was package that for Ubuntu in a PPA. And then when I search for things like, I don't know, DNS mask, yes, it shows me that I can install DNS mask from the repository, but it also shows me that I can download episode 13 of Linux Reality, where they were discussing DNS mask. Content is safe. To go for the process, to go for the release process for Ubuntu, accuracy and licenses are checked. We can't use the system to push copyright material out now, and we wouldn't be able to do that with content. And content could be rolled into the distribution, making it part of the DVD or CD. So if you're a university and you want to roll out desktops with copies of Shakespeare or copies of literature on them, you totally can. And your students can take that CD home, put it on their machine, and have the same experience at home as they would have at university or college or whether. For the distribution, Content offers an opportunity to compete against other distros in the same way they currently do with applications or support or services. So it's another mechanism by which Ubuntu or Fedora or OpenSUSE or whatever your distro might be can differentiate itself from the other distros. As I said earlier, content can be sold, and the Software Center offers support for selling content, but it also provides a certain financial benefit to those distros. And when distros start supporting more and more hardware devices, I'm thinking here about Ubuntu and perhaps tablets, then content consumption is going to become more and more important, because you're not going to be able to necessarily create the content on a tablet. If you get that content safely and securely and legally, it's much better for you. So I think that I've broken this down and I've identified some benefits for both for the producer, the consumer, and the distribution. What I'd like to do is to explore these further with the community. So if I've said something during this podcast and you thought, yeah, it's not a bad idea, and it's intrigued you, or you're interested in it, or perhaps you write books, perhaps you write tutorials, perhaps you do screencasts, perhaps you do podcast recordings like this. If the idea of taking content and putting it into a distro, making it easy for people to get hold of, is interesting, then what I've done is create a content packaging team on Launchpad for Ubuntu. So if you're interested, come and join the team. It's open membership. Just come and join up and take part in the poll. There'll be a poll on there till the end of the year, asking whether or not content packaging is a good idea. And you can find me on my website, titaniumbunker.com, or you can mail me at mike@titaniumbunker.com, and perhaps we can have a discussion about the relative pros and cons for packaging content for distros. Thanks a lot.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.